Joining us right now, former Congressman Dr. Tim Huelskamp. He is the president and CEO of the Heartland Institute. Joining us. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
So glad you're here to join us. Now, you obviously are a conservative. You were elected to Congress in the Tea Party wave in 2010. You are now president of the Heartland Institute. Tell us about the Heartland Institute. What do you do?
We are a national think tank. Happen to be based in the Chicago area. We fight for issues of freedom in not only here in Washington, D.C., but also in all 50 states. And so we communicate with almost a million times a year with state legislators and promoting everything from smaller government, lower taxes, school choice, climate sensibility, and all kinds of things of issues of freedom.
So all of those things then that the Heartland sent President Trump to Washington, D.C. to tackle.
Oh, absolutely. We think he's done a tremendous job on so many issues, and that's exactly. But again, we're working here in Washington, but as we sit here today, 43 state legislatures are in session, and so we're giving them things and ideas of promoting freedom, because we believe free markets and freedom can solve most of the economic and social problems in the world.
You know, it's interesting. You say you're headquartered in Chicago, which no one thinks of as the Heartland. Right? Nobody thinks this shit. When I think the Heartland, yeah. I think of like Nebraska, yeah. And I don't think
I'm from
Chicago.
Kansas, so exactly. That's my home. And but the Heartland Institute's been outside of Chicago for all kinds of reasons.
How hard is it? I would assume that your job and spreading that message in the Heartland of the country is probably a very easy thing to do, because those are your peeps, right?
Yeah.
How hard is it, though, in places like Chicago, and you get out of the Heartland, and you get into the cities, and you get onto the coasts? How hard is it to get them to even listen to your message?
Well,
how are you circumventing that?
Well, we mail and communicate with every state legislator in the country, whether Republican or Democrat, and we've been doing that for 30 years, and we provide some solutions. And sometimes what looks like a problem in Washington, D.C., and they can't get along, and at the end of the day, in some of these states, you do see some real solutions, on health care. Washington's not going to repeal Obamacare, but we have literally dozens of states are saying, hey, what can we do to enhance access? And that's something both Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives say, hey, that's part of the answer to a health care problem, is making sure you have access and affordability, and you do that with lower government regulations and not more government control.
And I think, and I'm sure you'll know this state, but I believe it's Idaho, just announced last week that they are instituted. They're going to allow plans to be sold in their state that aren't restricted by the Obamacare regulations, that don't have those requirements. So someone who's a senior citizen doesn't need to carry maternity insurance.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone who doesn't have children doesn't have to have pediatric care, and they're going to be sued. They're going to be fought over that, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to be sued over it. But those are the things that I would assume people in the Heartland want to see. Choice.
Well, a number of blue states are looking at these kind of things, because Medicaid is health care for the poor that's paid for by the state and federal government. It's eating their lunch in terms of their budget. They're looking for more alternatives. Now, not many blue states are going to require Medicaid recipients to go to work, but that's what Wisconsin's debating today. That's what Kentucky has implemented and numerous other states. So I think we've got a grand opportunity, because Washington's doing nothing other than you have HHS going to approve these options and these waivers, but we're working in dozens of states to promote things that actually will enhance access for health care.
Let's talk about tax cuts. And has tax reform made your job easier? Have you seen a change from people who were, no way, not Trump, voted for Hillary? Are they changing their tune now that they're starting to see their paychecks change?
I think that's starting to change as well. And I think you're going to have a starting to change when they see the economy continue to move. And we think it's making a big difference. But there's been a lot of folks saying, and in the liberal media, the Tea Party is dead. Well, you wouldn't have tax cuts that would have passed, number one, without Donald Trump, or without the Tea Party wave that I was a part of coming to Washington and say, hey, we've had enough. Now, on the other side, we've got to do something about the overspending here in Washington, D.C., both short-term and long-term, and that's what Congress needs to stand up and do something about.
That's huge, and I think that's something that the people who did send President Trump to Washington to do are very disappointed in him. Do you hear that they're disappointed in not a lot of cutting?
Well, there's just... No, I don't hear much disappointment about that. There's a concern about that.
Okay.
But a recognition is you've got a swamp here, and you can't always escape the swamp. And no matter who's responsible, that the spending bill was atrocious. At the end of the day, they got to do something about it. And but when you have Republicans standing up and saying, Mick Mulvaney and Trump's budget's dead on arrival, it's like, well, wait a minute, what universe are you in? You just were praising the president, you wanted to support his economic plan, but you won't. Can't find a way to cut something from the budget, and so. But they have a long ways to go. Being out of Congress for a little over a year, it's just on that end the spending is getting worse.
Yeah.
Republicans are the ones that are spending almost as much as Democrats up here. That's what I hear out in the heartland. Is can't Washington hit the swamp? Actually, find a way to cut a few billions out of trillions.
But you need to balance your budget the way I have to balance mine. In the minute or so that we have left here, let's talk about climate change. You had. We just had Mark Morano on, who's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. We just had him on. And that is something that I would assume people laugh at in the Heartland, is this idea of climate change. And you're talking to farmers, and you're talking, do they support the idea of climate change, or do they also laugh at it?
They believe Al Gore is literally crazy. I mean,
okay.
Every one of his predictions have been wrong. Every one of them. But what we've seen is a tremendous... step in the right direction, obviously, with Donald Trump and Scott Pruitt. I think the best appointment he has made. But if you look at what Heartland's been doing for the last 20 years on this, we have identified the science. There was no scientific consensus about the climate change, that the world's going to be overrun and the seas will rise. But at the end of the day, a lot of folks are looking and says, well, let's look at the science here. And we hope Scott Pruitt will continue to do that and continue to actually have science sensible policies, and we're seeing those out of the administration.
Yeah,
so we're very excited.
Scott Pruitt is someone that the left is going to try to run out of office, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
He's
done the cardinal sin by doing what he promised to do and doing exactly what Trump asked him to implement. So we're very excited, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, and hoping that this president continues to move in the direction in which we put him there to move in.
Energy freedom, energy dominance, and it is a pro-jobs, pro-energy, pro-economy message, and it is resounding not only just in the Heartland, but everywhere as you see a growing economy. And that's one of our advantages as America, is our tremendous energy resources, so let's use them.
30 seconds, your predictions for the midterms.
Oh, it's going to be a tough midterm. The Congress is doing all kinds of things that scare conservatives away, and the left is obviously excited and engaged because they got beat so soundly a year and a half ago. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is former Congressman Dr. Tim Huelskamp, president of the Heartland Institute. Thank you for joining us on Mornings
on
the Ball.
You bet.